Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Chief White House propagandist circled back Jen Psaki defending Biden's violating his D.C. mask mandate this weekend at a posh Georgetown restaurant. But it's not just Jill and Joe Biden. And it's Congresswoman Tlaib, you know, spotted at a wedding dancing without her mask after criticizing, you know, senators for opposing mandates. And then saying that she only wears the mask because of Republican trackers being present. Okay, so there's a real health reason. The San Francisco mayor, same thing, filmed, photographed, not wearing a mask during an R&B concert. Washington, D.C. mayor, you know, drew scrutiny traveling from D.C. to Delaware to celebrate Biden's election win. And despite Delaware being classified as a high-risk state per her city's mandates, whoopsie daisy. Then the same thing with Governor Whitmer, violating her own administration social distancing mask rules at a gathering of Michigan's health department, after stating restaurants can only seat six people together and tables must be 6 feet apart. And then the Austin mayor, Steve Adler. Then, of course, we know all about Gavin Newsom. And we have L.A. County supervisors, same thing. San Jose mayor, same thing. Dianne Feinstein, same thing. Nancy Pelosi in the salon, same thing. Denver's mayor, same thing. Chicago mayor Lori Lightweight, you know, same thing with her, too. At a WNBA game. You know, this is Jen Psaki, chief propagandist, trying to spin out of this.
Jen, there is a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
Well, I think what we are referring to is a photo of them walking out of a restaurant after they had eaten, masks in hand, where they had not yet put them back on yet. So I would say, of course, there are moments when we all don't put masks back on as quickly as we should. But I don't think we should lose the forest through the trees here, and that our objective here is to get more people vaccinated, make sure that that schools and companies around the country can put in place requirements to save more lives and keep people safer. And, you know, not overly focus on moments in time that don't reflect overarching policy.
Oh, it was not just time. Facing the restaurant, though. He was walking through the restaurant.
Okay. I just can't take it. All right. 800-941-SHAWN. We're going to take your calls for most of this hour. We'll also check in with Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana, who's going to discuss the effort he's making to regain control of people entering the U.S. from Afghanistan. Now that Joe Biden has declared that, well, if you're part of the Taliban's last administration 20 years ago, we're going to give you entry and we're going to give you a pass as it relates to the terror watch list in America. Wow. I guess they probably all had a change of heart, right? Anyway, let's say hi to James in Texas. James, you're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hi, Sean. First, let me say I couldn't agree more, excuse me, with Aaron. I think that was one of your last callers. We greatly appreciate what you do every day, and so thank you.
Oh, thank you. You give me the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Well, I guess my subject is the mandates, vaccine mandates. And one thing that I think is consistently overlooked or conveniently forgotten, I'm not sure which one, but vaccinated people can carry and spread COVID the same as an unvaccinated person. And so if these corporations that are implementing these vaccine mandates were truly concerned about the safety and well-being of their employees, then they would be testing everybody every day, regardless of vaccine status, if their motive was actually to curtail the spread of the virus.
Listen, they've gotten so much wrong, and they've been wrong so often. A lot of the hesitancy is created by them. You know, if they really believed in the mask mandate, we wouldn't have all these examples of all these, you know, pro-maskers, masks for thee, but not for we, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that in and of itself speaks volumes, because if they really thought the mask worked, they would be wearing it, and they wouldn't wear it just for show. They would wear it because they believed in the science behind it. And the problem is that, you know, they've told people, well, you know, no mask, one mask, two masks, vaxxer mask, vax mask, and booster. And it just, the bar keeps changing every single solitary day. They can't get their story straight. What I'm trying to do, because I love my audience and love you, I don't have this show but for you, is we're trying to give you information and the best advice that I can give you as a non-medical professional. And people, that's a cop-out, Hannity. You need to tell people to do this, A, B, and C. And I'm like, no, I don't need to tell people. But I can tell you that you can die from this. Take it seriously. I can tell you that research is your friend. The more research you do, the smarter the questions you can ask of your doctor or doctors. Understand your medical history. Understand your current medical condition. Talk to your doctor, your doctors, medical professionals you trust. Get their opinions. You know, if you have a breakthrough case or you're unvaccinated and get a positive test, you know, the first question needs to go to your doctor. What do you know about monoclonal antibodies? What do you know about Regeneron? Is this something that would work for me? Should I get it earlier rather than later? If that's not the therapeutic of choice, what is your therapeutic of choice? Because I can tell you for the longest time, especially in New York, their answer was, yeah, you got COVID, go home, call anybody you may have been in contact with. If you get a fever, take two Tylenol, extra strength Tylenol. And if your oxygen drops to 90 or below, then you probably should go to the emergency room. The problem with that strategy is lungs usually got hit somewhere between days 7 and 11. And by the time your oxygen drops, the damage is done. And then it's a matter of how much damage. And now it's a matter of whether or not you're going to need a ventilator. And if you need a ventilator, your odds, even today, it's gotten a lot better. It's like 35%, 40% max. Where in the beginning, in the first year of COVID, your odds were 12% if you ended up on those ventilators. So it's not the best option. The best option, according to all the doctors from Harvard that we've interviewed, doctors from Yale that we interviewed, doctors that are on the front lines that we've interviewed, every one of them are very, very pro monoclonal antibodies, without exception. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm telling you to be informed and ask your doctor. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I don't want anyone sick and dying from this. Linda, how much of my spare time have I spent, because people know that we cover this, but that's all they know. They don't know everything that we know. The people call, well, yeah, and say, what were you talking about that one day? And I'm like, did you get a positive test?
We've had people in the Senate, people in the Congress. We've had people in, you know, executives.
Governors.
I mean, the problem is, Sean, is that there's so much misinformation out there. And so we're giving a lot of good information out. But, you know, these are names that people don't know, you know, monoclonal, Regeneron, you know, taking different, you know, zinc, D, quercetin, et cetera. You know, these are all things you can do to boost your immune system.
I thought it was called quercetin.
You know, quercetin, you know, listen, tomato, tomato.
But if you get a positive test, to me, the first question, you got to act immediately and you got to get in touch with your doctor immediately. And you got to, and the reason I repeat monoclonal antibodies or Regeneron, and Linda's correct, there are people that have had breakthrough cases that I know. And I said, have you talked to your doctor about Regeneron? That's why, because I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling them what to do. Have you? And they said, they'll go to me. Well, what is that again? At the end of the day, I still believe in freedom. At the end of the day, I believe in medical privacy. At the end of the day, I believe in patient-doctor confidentiality. But at the end of the day, I cannot emphasize enough. I believe in science and I believe in vaccination science. As a kid, I don't remember getting vaccinated for polio and measles and all this other stuff. But
listen, my whole life, I never got a flu vaccine. I've never had it in my entire life.
You yelled at me every year of my life for getting it.
Right. I have strong opinions on that. However, what I will tell you is I have friends that have gotten it every single year their entire life.
And hey, listen, half my friends agree with me on this and half my friends disagree.
But it's not something that should be agreed or not agreed. There are things that can help us get over the virus, like Regeneron, like monoclonal, like other medicines that we can use that can be issued by a physician that knows our personal, you know, chemical makeup, physical makeup, previous medical history, etc. So these are conversations we should have with them. Any government that says you're not allowed to have a conversation and you're not allowed to ask questions, we should run to the hills. Why are we not allowed to ask questions about our bodies?
They get offended at questions that they don't like.
You can't ask questions. Why? Why can't you ask a question?
You know, I love these idiots too. That late night idiot, I don't even know the guy's name, you know, saying Hannity is telling you to do your own research, and they put up a picture of me in a white lab coat. I'm like, are you really that dumb?
Listen, he can't spell research, so who cares what he thinks? You know,
well, it's and fake news, CNN, they made the same as Hannity says, do your own research. Okay, let me be very clear. By saying do your own research, I'm not saying starting your own virology lab and putting on a lab coat and breaking down the sequence of the coronavirus and looking at the various genomes and whether or not there's possible gain of function involved in it. No, I'm talking about learn something about what the mRNA vaccine technology is all about. Robert Malone, Dr. Malone, has been on this program. He created the technology that enabled the creation of those two vaccines. He's somebody I find very interesting. You know, we put doctors on that I don't even necessarily agree with. Doesn't matter.
But can I tell you something about Dr. Malone, having talked to him and booked him for the show? And
You talked to him?
I talked to him. He's a lovely man. Super kind. Really nice, you know. But he's being censored. And he's like, I created this. You can't tell me what it is and isn't. This is literally my technology. Like, I can't even imagine somebody saying, nope, you can't talk about that.
Because I think people got mad because he pointed to the Israeli study. Now, it's not peer reviewed, but the numbers are very, very dramatic. And that is that almost 800,000 people, and they compare people with natural immunity with people that used his technology, he created it to create the Pfizer Moderna vaccines. It was the mRNA vaccine. And he says natural immunity was 27 times more effective, according to the study in Israel, which I'm sure will be peer reviewed. There might be some adjustments to it, but anecdotally right now, wow, that pops off the page when you look at a study of 800,000 people.
And you have to remember, too, we have a lot of information that's coming out, you know, from the VAERS division of the CDC website, which talks about the adverse reactions to vaccines. And there's a lot of question about what is and what is not being documented.
The problem with the VAERS thing, though, is that these are people that write and put up their own personal cases, right?
Well, no, there's a combination. There are people that can talk about things, but every hospital, every single doctor is supposed to document and submit adverse reactions to the vaccines that they see. So what they're doing is they're saying certain things within a certain amount of days. So if it happens within 7 days, they don't report
it. Listen, I'm for reading everything, because even if it's what you're describing is somewhat anecdotal. But, you know, remember what Dr. Oz said in the beginning of this whole thing. Anecdotal is all we had.
Right. 100%.
And you fight with the army you have, not the army you wish you had. In the beginning, we had nothing. And so Dr. Oz was spending hours. The reason I became friendly with him is he was the only other person dumb enough to be up at 3 a.m. And and the reason he's up so late is he's talking to all these doctors in France and all throughout Europe and Italy. And he's trying to ask every one of them, what's working? Where do you see anecdotally any medicine working? And at the time, he was a pretty strong proponent of HCQ. There's since have been studies now that have come out showing taking HCQ early, hydroxychloroquine, you know, mitigates the impact of the virus 84% of the time. It has to be taken almost immediately, though, for it to, you know, longer you wait. By the way, that's the same thing with monoclonal antibodies.
But Dr. Tyson and Dr. Farid, who have been on this show, Dr. Harvey Rich, who have been on the show, Dr. Peter McCullough, who have been on the show, they have all saying
Dr.
that from the beginning.
Dr. Farid, who graduated from Harvard Medical School.
Yeah, that's
Dr.
Yale,
Rich, that
Baylor.
Graduated from Yale Medical
Harvard,
School. Okay,
yeah.
Those guys. Yeah.
These are all people who have spent their life. And let me tell you something. Between Dr. Brian Tyson and Dr. George Farid, they've treated over 10,000 COVID patients. Now they're treating people that are having vaccine reactions, whether it's myocardial, whether they're having severe headaches, whether they're having stiffness of joints, whether they're unable to have their vascular issues, whether they have palsy in a foot here. I mean, there are a lot of strange things happening, and a lot of these symptoms can be mitigated, but now that's the thing they're working on now. So the fight hasn't stopped.
This is going to be, I don't know how many more variants we'll run into. It seemed like Lambda was going to be a big variant. It is yet to emerge as one. It seemed like, remember, for a few weeks, that Mu variant was going to be a big one. Then the one they were most worried about was the R.1 variant or R1 variant. I don't know how they pronounced it. And that variant all of a sudden just disappears from any publication. You don't hear about it anymore. And that the big breakthrough variant was definitely the Delta variant. And, you know, and we did learn a few things that people that were vaccinated, for example, were far less likely to be hospitalized and far less likely to die. That's great. I'm worried about variant number 5.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number 1-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. You know, I've been talking for months now about the Knox entry system and how it helps law enforcement gain access that they need to schools during, you know, hostile events or emergencies. In fact, more than 200 municipalities currently trust Knox entry system to provide a secure and efficient means to get access where and when they need it. Now, businesses and airports and specific industrial applications, they have now joined schools and law enforcement and fire departments and are using the Knox entry system to manage first responder access and or authorized service activity. Why? To better protect and monitor their critical assets. When seconds matter, Knox entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. If your company has important assets that you want to protect, well, contact Knox today for more information on their innovative Knox entry system. Go to their website. It's Knox, K-N-O-X.com. That's Knox.com for more information.
Quick break. Welcome back. More of your calls. 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. Well, get a quick update from Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana when we get back as it relates to the vetting process of people from Afghanistan and more as we continue. All right, 25 till the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. We have a couple of developments out of Afghanistan. It's now day 66 of Americans abandoned behind enemy lines by Joe Biden. Americans, their families, thousands of green card holders that are eligible to live in this country. And of course, our Afghan allies, tens of thousands of them, as the Taliban now going door to door and murdering anybody they discover that had helped the United States in the last 20 years. Now, we have a couple of developments. Number one, we have a terror watch list. And on that watch list were old regime members, meaning the previous incarnation of the Taliban in the now Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. They're now going to be taken off the watch list and allowed to travel to the United States. Now, did their views change? I doubt it. Because you really don't go from convert or die and treating women the way they treat women and girls the way they treat girls, and their barbaric, you know, theocracy as practiced by the most brutal tactics and inhumanity that you could ever imagine, to all of a sudden wanting to be a part of Western society. That doesn't happen. So that's issue number one. Anyway, Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana is with us, and he's making an effort to gain control over the people that are entering the U.S. from Afghanistan. In other words, putting in place a vetting process, that one that would be restructured by Congress and take it away from the Department of Homeland Security. We all know how horrific Mayorkas is. Anyway, Congressman, you've read, as I have, that members of the past Taliban regime are going to be taken off the terror watch list and allowed to travel to the U.S.?
Sean, thanks for having me on today. You know, we've got nearly 40,000 refugees that are currently located around the country on military bases, and they were granted, most of them, humanitarian parolee status, which basically means they were not vetted at all. And very few people realize that while they are staying on those military bases now, they are free to leave, come and go as they choose. It just so happens that they're, you know, they've got a cot, and they've got food to eat, and so it's very convenient for them to stay there. But we have absolutely got to clean this refugee issue up, and really, it's not complicated. Congress just needs to reclaim its authority over a lot of these things. And so what this piece of legislation will do is allow Congress to set the number of refugees that will be admitted into the country on an annual basis. Additionally, it's going to return federalism to the states and make sure that the governors have the final say about who's going to be placed in their state. And then we're going to require Homeland Security, Director of FBI, to report to Congress their vetting process and make sure that anyone who comes in does not pose a national threat. And as part of that, I think this is really important, Sean. We're not going to just demand that they check to make sure that these folks have not created any crimes. They don't have a criminal background. But this vetting would include a new screening process established to evaluate whether these individuals would likely assimilate into our country by barring those who hold beliefs incompatible with the principles of America, including imposing laws on Americans which are adverse to our Constitution or belief in violence, which you were just talking about, based on radical religious teaching. You know, this is where we have to be. Congress has to reclaim its authority. Governors have to have the final say. We need to know who's coming into our country and where they're going to be located once they come here.
Don't you think, do you think there's any possibility if you bought into and were indoctrinated into radicalism, radical Islamism like the Taliban as practiced by the Taliban in power 20 years ago? Do you see any reason at all that would warrant taking people that were part of that brutal murdering regime off the terror watch list?
Why would you? All they have to do, we've heard it time and again, all they can send as many people through that are perfectly fine, which coming from a radical regime like that, I don't see happening anyway. But if we've got one person that comes through that still embraces those beliefs, they can cause a lot of chaos around our country. Why would we want to do that? The first thing we are charged with is upholding the Constitution, defending the Constitution. But we certainly have to protect the people in our country. And that is not the way that we're going to accomplish that, by allowing people to come into our country that we don't know who they are. And again, keep this in mind. By granting parolee status to all of these individuals, clearly it states we don't know who they are. They have not been vetted. We don't know anything about them, Sean.
I'm all in favor of legal immigration, but I think there have to be three conditions. One, we have to check that you don't have radical views and associations. Two, in the era of COVID and a pandemic, I think you need a health check. Three, I think it's a very simple, fair thing to mandate that people show that they have the means to take care of themselves and will not become a financial burden on the American people. Now, if you go through the process legally, and you pass those three tests, if you will, then I say, I don't care where you come from. I don't care what continent you come from or what country you come from. Welcome to America. But
Welcome
we have
to
control our borders. That's
You're
how you control them.
Yeah, and because if you don't do conduct a process like that, Sean, then America just becomes a geographic location, and anyone who happens to be within that location is granted the same privileges as the citizens who were born and raised here. And that's not what we are. Our country is more than just a geographic location. It is an idea. It is about freedom. We have lifted more people out of poverty and oppression than any country on earth and asked for nothing in return. And so we have to make sure that the people that come to join us here share those same ideals so that we can perpetuate this for generations to come. If not, it falls apart. And not only does our country suffer, but other countries around the globe will suffer because we are.
The danger to me is very simple. You know, we did have a 9/11 report that said they were at war with us. We weren't at war with them. You know, you're inviting some, by not vetting people, you risk bringing in radicals that don't have our best intentions at heart, and then after whatever attack they might be involved in, which could be their motive and may very well be their motive, then we're going to have another 9/11 style commission report that's going to say this was really dumb. You can see it ahead of time. We're now putting the lives of Americans at risk, and there are simple checks and balances we can put in place and still keep a system of legal immigration in place where we invite people to join our family here in America. Appreciate it, Congressman. Stay in touch with us, Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana. Let's say hi to Stacy Joe is in West Virginia. Hey, Stacy Joe, how are you? How are you feeling about Manchin these days?
Well, I think that he's a fence rider and he likes all the attention he can get. Thanks for having me.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Absolutely.
What's on your mind today?
Okay, so I've been trying to call for a while now, and I hear you talk a lot, and I'll let your guests talk about this, the vaccinations and mandates and, you know, the government and their overreach. And so we locally, we have medical freedom rallies weekly at different hospitals in our area, or we go to the state capitol in Charleston because they are actually voting on mandates today. And it's just, I feel like personally it's become a battle and discrimination, honestly, between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And I think that there's so much division in this country right now, that is the absolute last thing that they need.
Well, it's definitely fashionable to say if you don't buy their one-size-fits-all medicine, you know, they want to attack you on a level that I've never seen before. And yet we know nothing about the reasons why even medical conditions, some rare, that prohibit people from getting a vaccination, or the fact that people really are looking at the science of natural immunity. It doesn't really matter, because what I've learned, what I'm seeing, is people that have made up their mind and are willing to give up their pensions and lose their pensions, you're not going to convince those people. They've decided.
Right.
And I thought the whole idea behind getting a vaccination, they told us, was to protect ourselves, right? And if I can't for the life of me wrap my arms around losing thousands of military personnel, thousands of police officers, thousands of teachers, thousands of nurses and frontline medical workers, all of whom dove on COVID grenades every day during the worst of all of this, and not at least give them an option of a test or something. I'm trying to throw them a lifeline so they don't have to lose their career over this.
Our local hospitals here are putting a mandate into effect that if you don't have the vaccine, many of them are, some of them have just recently passed, but by November the 1st, if you don't have the vaccine or are willing to take the test twice weekly, then your job is lost. But one of the arguments here that we're fighting is that the test, the PCR test that is the nasal swab, contains ethyl oxide, which is a known carcinogen. So if they're mandating that people do this twice weekly, at what point is somebody going to succumb to cancer?
That's something that I had not heard. I'll look into that. But I know they're working on new tests as we speak. Anyway, Stacy, Joe, appreciate it. Christian, in Illinois, we have a minute and a half for you, sir.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm calling also about the vaccine mandates. I work for the Bureau of Prisons. And
are you a prison guard?
Yes.
My mom was a prison guard. It's a brutal job. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
She was a tough lady then. We are also federal workers. We are mandated to get the vaccine. We are also experiencing a vast employee shortage, you know, bureau-wide. Before, you know, they have threatened to fire, you know, a bunch of us. So, I just wanted to call and mention.
Well, what's going to happen if thousands of... If half or a third of the police department in Chicago is now kicked off the force, if we lose thousands of people like yourself that control these prisons, which, by the way, usually are understaffed to begin with. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
My mom works 16-hour shifts almost every day. How much overtime do you get offered? Probably almost every day, right?
Oh, I could work 16 hours pretty much every day if I wanted to.
Yeah, my mom pretty much did. And
yep.
And now you're going to take understaffing at prisons and make it a more dangerous environment than it already is.
Right.
I mean, this is a bad idea. Teachers,
well, they're all,
cops,
they're
firemen,
already,
military. We're going to lose all nurses. We're going to lose them all.
Yep.
And people
already,
like yourself.
They're already picketing out in Florence, Colorado, out at that complex out there because they're... I don't know, something like 60% understaffed. You know, they're picketing. You know, we can't strike.
Let me ask you a question. You've made up your mind not to get the vaccine, correct?
No, I have gotten the vaccine.
Okay, so you're worried about all these people that you work with that are not going to be able to show up at work anymore.
Correct. I got the vaccine. I am staunchly anti-vaccine mandate, however.
So what the people that you meet that say that they're not going to get the vaccine, what are the reasons they're giving you? Because I ask a lot of people why, and usually I get a pretty informed answer.
The reasons I'm getting are they don't want to, they don't believe in it. There's lots of them going after the religious exemptions. Some people have had very adverse reactions to the first shot and have been, you know, advised not to get the second shot. So, you know, they're going for the medical exemption.
Well, I'm just out of time, but I'm going to tell you, this is not going to end well. Anyway, thanks for the great work you do every day. I appreciate you being there. That's a hard job, my friend. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. All right, we've got a lot of ground to cover. We'll be joined by Mike Pompeo, Larry Kudlow, Leo 2.0 Terrell, Joe Concha. Oh, Meghan McCain is speaking out against her experience at The View. We'll get some insider information. Mark Meadows, Stu and Kathy Scheller, Ted Cruz, Pam Bondi, 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox. We'll see you then. Please set your DVR so you never miss an episode. Back here tomorrow. Thanks for being with us. We know you give us this microphone every day. We never forget it. Thank you.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.